Hi.
How are you?
Hi, Dillion. How you doing?
Good.
Can you hear me okay?
I can.
All right, great. Let's get started. All right, Root Magazine here with Dillion Sheffield of Sheffield Real Estate. Oh, you're going to be a reality star now, huh?
Somewhat.
That's cool. That's cool. So let me ask you, what prompted you to want to do reality TV? I guess it's not as... It definitely won't be ratchet as some of the reality TV that we see. So what prompted you to...
Well, it's not ratchet at all. It's fun. It's entertaining. It's definitely, if you think Duck Dynasty, it's in that vein. And if you like houses, which a lot of people, you know, that I talk to love the whole just looking at houses and seeing, you know, what people like, what they don't like, you know, what they end up choosing. It's that type of show. So it's definitely a real estate lifestyle show. And it will feature myself, my mother, my husband, and my children.
Nice. Now how is it working with family? Because you know how business and family works, and I know you're going to be working closely with your mom doing real estate. How does that work?
Well, you know what? I have worked closely with my mother from day one. My mom, when I starting out singing, she was what they call momager.
Uh-huh.
But she was very much a part of what I did and just very active and involved just on the music side of things.
Mm-hmm.
And even while I was singing and doing music, my mother, we'd be on the road, she'd be in hotel rooms, you know, closing deals with her real estate, like literally, or making sure deals weren't falling apart. Or when we got back off the road, you know, I was her little sidekick in the office with her, literally when before the age of all this computer and having everything at your fingertips. I was her assistant.
Wow.
I did all the, like, I was doing everything. She put me to work, and I really said I would never do real estate. Like, growing up in it like that and just seeing, you know, my mother was amazing at it. I mean, she had, at times, 60-plus deals a year, and that was without an assistant.
Wow.
Like a true assistant. I was her assistant.
Okay. Wow, that's
but
great.
It's a lot. If anybody out there listening and they're in real estate, they know all the work that entails with that. So to have over 60-plus transactions going on and across, you know, years. So every year, you know, she's pulling these type of numbers. And, you know, I didn't really have a desire to do it. Fast forward till now, my husband had retired a few years ago. We were getting ready to come back to Florida full time. And I talked to my mom. I was like, you know, I think I want to maybe get my license and start purchasing some houses to do some flipping. And I think you should come down here and get your brokers. Because she also brokers Illinois and Wisconsin. So I was like, you need to come here and get your brokers. And she's like, okay. She came. She did it. She said, you know, it was a lot of work for me to do that. So I'm not just going to spend my energy just for you to flip some houses. We're going to make this really be a true business.
Mm-hmm.
And we came together and have DeLeon Sheffield Company. The show is called Sheffield Real Estate, but my actual company is DeLeon Sheffield Company.
Nice. Wow, that's great. So you basically got it honestly from your mom. Just like something that's in the bloodline. That's cool. Now, who are some of your, some of your celebrity clients, if you will?
Wow. I've been with a lot of the, of course, athletes. Have a lot of the Tampa Bay Buccaneer players that I deal with. I have quite a few baseball players that I deal with. An extensive list. And I'm usually pretty private about who I work with because, I think it's fair to them. But I've been very, very, very blessed.
Nice. Now,
great work with them.
How does this show, I guess, differ from other shows, you know, that kind of deal with real estate?
Well, I would say that, well, this particular show, number one, in reality, real estate shows like million-dollar listings or things like that, you truly don't see women. Mm-hmm. And you definitely do not see African-American women. At all.
Yeah.
Nowhere in the picture. So that's number one. That's like to see two black women doing business together. Not only are they doing business together, they're family, mother and daughter. And they're in, you know, really highlighting and showcasing women in business. You also see family. My husband and I have been married close to 19 years. You see the balance and juggling of motherhood. And so, whereas how television is portraying women, and particularly African-American women these days, and how just you see them catfighting and you see them, you know, accepting being called bees and hoes, and you're seeing all of these different things. Here you have a show where we can change the perception of how people view women, and, you know, just on reality television. We're selling high-end luxury property.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's
and cool. We're doing it. We're showing love. It's fun. It's entertaining. And, you know, when you finish watching the show, you're like, wow, it was uplifting. You feel good.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm watching TV and I feel like, oh my God, I can't watch another show with women just degrading each other.
Yeah, just, fighting, you know, and arguing.
It's like, I'm over it.
Yeah. Well, definitely looking forward to it.
And so to be able to show that, change the perception, and get people to, you know, let these networks know, whether it be Sheffield Real Estate or another show that comes behind this, to say, we want to see this type of image instead of this.
Yeah.
And so having everybody support, having everybody tune in and look makes that statement.
Nice. Now, you know, many people don't know this about you, but you were the youngest person ever nominated for a Grammy Award. And I don't know if a lot of people know that. So I guess the question now would be, being that you made history, will you be making more history in music?
You know what? That's my first love. Literally, that's, you know, I have a song in my heart, and I really do. So the plan for sure is to continue to make music along with, you know, following and aspiring to, you know, take over the business world as well.
Yeah. So that's a yes.
That is a yes. Affirmative.
Cool. Well, we look forward to it, and we also look forward to this new show, Sheffield Real Estate, premiering, I should say, November 30th on the FYI channel.
Yes. 10 p.m. or 9 central, and I'm just so excited. I really am, and would love for everybody just to tune in, DVR it, or, you know, definitely watch it live.
That's right. I already set my DVR, so I'll be tuned in.
Wow, thank you. Appreciate that.
Well, thank you. Look forward to seeing it.
All right.
All right, take care.
Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.